Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and in today's world where there is so much disappearing relative to jobs and working environments that people thought were going to be around for a long, long time, we have a guest that's going to be on the air with us in just a moment, Joel LaMaccia, and he has written a book called Blue Collar and Proud of It. This is information. We're going to be talking about 10 million jobs available in the next 8 years. This is a way that you're going to be able to find out about the upcoming green-collar jobs. Isn't it interesting how we attach colors to descriptions? I don't believe Joe's on the line yet, but we will be having him on in just a minute. One of the things that I think is so important in today's world. There we go. Joe, you're with me.
Yeah, I can hear your volume's very low. Can you turn it a little louder?
Well, I'm not going to be able to turn it a little louder, but I know that the engineer in the studio will. So what we'll do, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, that's a little better, yep.
Okay, great. Joe, your book, Blue Collar and Proud of It, I think is so significant because you address a number of issues that all too frequently in our schools today and even on the part of individuals, they're not recognizing that there is a phenomenal job market that is available to people, and it is the blue-collar area. With your background, you have been involved in landscaping for so many years. You are financially independent because of it. You have a great sense of pride and a very strong attitude about personal responsibility. You're okay, Joe. Why did you feel like you had to write this book? Why do you even care?
Well, I put the website together first in the spring of 2003, summer of 2003, because I got five children, and every time I went to the schools for the parent-teacher meetings, I got three boys and my other girls, and all I would hear from the teachers was that they positively, no matter what, had to go to college. They simply will not make it, Mr. LaMaccia. It's great, you know, you're an entrepreneur and you have a landscape and asphalt and cement company, and we think that's great, but they should at least get that four-year degree because, you know, they won't make it. And when I would run an ad for a truck driver or a cement mason or a bricklayer, I couldn't even get a call back. And when I would talk to other employers, I would realize that there was a real skilled worker shortage in this country, and as I learned more about it, actually for me is when I was on Dan Rather. They come up with some information I had never even found yet. When I was on Dan Rather, I think February 2004, you know, they were saying that, you know, the community colleges and the technical schools, they can't keep enough people in the pipeline to satisfy industry. And as time went on, I mean, the calls, the emails, I mean, even a teacher from Los Angeles Public School, she said to me, you know, Mr. LaMaccia, it's about time someone stood up and said this. We don't like all the same music, the same clothes, and this is a great thing, you're putting this together. And then I put it into a book, Blue Collar and Proud of It. There's, with the stimulus plan and the greening of America and all the baby boomers retiring, that's, you know, part of what's causing it.
Mm-hmm.
The skilled worker shortage is going to rear its ugly head again. As soon as this slowdown leaves, and it will, they always do.
Now, you give some fascinating information in your book. You give the Bureau of Labor Statistics details. Between 2004 and 2014, there's going to be 40 million job openings for people who are entering the workforce without a bachelor's degree.
Right.
And when you
exactly. And I remember when I saw that stat, I continually think that it's almost like, you know, you had a housing bubble and you had a finance bubble. We have an education bubble. We're producing too much of what we don't need and not enough of what we do need. I like to call them necessary jobs. The plumber, the carpenter, the electrician, the UPS driver. I just read the other day they're going to build 2,300 new power plants in this country in the next 4 years. Who's going to do that?
Certainly not Santa Claus. He's too busy.
No. No, and not only that, the whole green collar end of it. I mean, $38 billion for a green collar initiative was in the stimulus plan. I mean, Texas leads the country now in wind power.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real renaissance, especially with the greening of America. You know, we kind of had the organic food thing going for a while and recycling at the curbside. This is it. We're really going to do this now, and I think we should.
Well, I like the information that you have here in that in the United States, industry in general is recognizing that 35% of the current workforce is retiring in the next 5 years. And you're saying the Nuclear Energy Institute predicts it needs as many as 25,000 workers during that time frame. You also give points of information about the trucking industry, that by 2014, industry will need maybe well over 110,000 drivers. And I'll have to tell you, Joe, that my husband used to be the manager of a truck line, and things have changed so much in the trucking industry. A friend of mine who is now a driver, he loves driving. He always wanted to do that. Well, he had been in another vocation for a lot of years, and he said, my vocation, and it was in the printing industry, he said, I've become a fossil. As much knowledge as I acquired with the technology that evolved, I'm no longer of use with what I have, and I really don't want to stay in the business anymore. So he went into trucking, and his income is excellent, and he has benefits. And he said they're really strict. You really have to stand up to the mark of expectation and responsibility in the industry. So there is so much that has changed. And there are people that are not, let's say, in favor of unions, but we're talking about individual jobs here that are available that are really never going to go away. We need people in transportation, like you said, in building, and all of this is hands-on kind of work, and I think that that is extremely important. Now, Joe, for a young person, for any person, I don't care what their age is, if they wanted to get into what we would describe as the blue-collar jobs or the green-collar jobs as they're now evolving into, where would you request that they begin? I mean, obviously, they've got to have an aptitude for this. Otherwise, it's just not going to work. So what would you suggest as a first step?
Well, I like to have them get involved in their high school. Most of the high schools or a regional high school will have a technical school. And they have to get some training, without a doubt. I'm not anti-college at all. This isn't your grandfather's factory floor. Years ago, 1972, you might be able to jump right out and go into an auto job or in the factory. Today, with automation and computers, even welding. Welding's now math and science. You've got to learn this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they should get involved in high school if they can. I've told people, go work on a Saturday for free if you can. Go work with a plumber, electrician. Bring the coffee, sweep the floor. You know, like I tell people, a lot of us blue-collar people, we can't do desk to blackboard. We learn different.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us maybe have attention deficit disorder like I do. You know, we got to hit it, bang it, smash it, smell it. That's how we learn. So they got to get in there. They got to get in there and get involved. And then, of course, the community colleges, 1,200 community colleges in the United States, and 400 of those do just technical training. And, you know, for $5,000 or $8,000 for a two-year school, you can learn a trade. And that's a lot better than, what, $40,000, $50,000 a year for to go off to a four-year school, where a third drop out and half can't find a job at the end of 4 years. If you showed me that business plan, I wouldn't get involved.
Joe, you talk about older workers being able to get into the working trades, and I really like that side because you're not saying, gee, this is just for the young, the middle-aged. It's for the middle-aged, for the older person, because lots of times people will have skills that will be very usable. And in our society, too frequently, we've sort of dumped them, saying after the age of 55 or 60, forget it, we don't need you anymore. But that's not the case.
No, not at all. They, you know, they do that in corporate America. They give you a rocking chair and a big cake and 55 or 60, you're done. If you're 50 or 55 years old and you go apply somewhere and say, I've been a master electrician for 35 years, they're going to put their hooks into you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a master plumber, a cabinet maker, a long-haul truck driver. This is the beauty of these jobs. You can keep going into your 60s and 70s if you'd like to. And, of course, you can work on the side and pick up some extra money. I mean, the projects that have been started, I know the stimulus plan is in great debate, but I've been trying to watch it. I mean, they're starting a new $8.9 billion tunnel, another one from New Jersey to New York. They're going to do rails on the East Coast and the West Coast. Nuclear power is coming back. How about the water plants? The pipes are bursting, bringing the water down 3 years ago through Westchester County in New York City. They all of a sudden saw a stream, and they realized the pipes were breaking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of this country, most of this country, was built after World War II. Secretary of State Ray LaHood, a month ago, said, America's become one big pothole. I mean, that's really being blunt about it, and he's right. I think the bridge, the tragedy in Minnesota, I think woke a lot of the lawmakers up. It really did, that bridge that went down.
Now let's talk about the green-collar jobs, because this is a whole new venue that is evolving, and I don't think it's much of a surprise to anyone that hears the terminology, because the environmental necessity of being able to work with keeping things healthier. I was just aware of a program I was watching last night, people that are doing research regarding bass. I mean, you've got aqua farming that's coming up. There's so many different things. And as you said earlier, it's always an ongoing level of education. You're never going to totally know it all, and you're never going to get there. But the key is, for the first time in a long while, whether you're young, middle-aged, or older, you have an opportunity to be a significant part of a contributing factor to what is needed in the world today on a very, very practical level. And my goodness, what does an electrician make on average today, Joe?
Well, the average wages I have found float between about $46,000 to about $65,000 without overtime. And of course, if you want to go on your own or have a couple of side jobs like they all do, you know, when we talk getting back to green collar, the blue-collar person is going to take this country green-collar, not academia. The plumber's going to flush a low-flush toilet. The electrician's going to be on the roof putting solar panels up. They just had last week, the governor of New York State was on the shores of Lake Erie, and they're trying to put wind turbines up there. They're building factories in the Midwest, as we speak, to build the wind turbines. We have the wind corridor. We have Saudi Arabia, from the Dakotas to Texas. You know, my dad's 82 years old, and he says it takes a lot to get America going. But once she gets going, watch out. And this is it. We're going to turn this country green, and the blue-collar person is going to do it.
I agree with you. And let me just give out some of the titles of different job positions. We've mentioned a couple of plumber. There's loggers that are still going to be needed, tool and die maker, shipbuilder, carpenter, electrician, forklift operator, truck driver, landscaper, mason, miner, fisher, bus driver, fabricator, auto technician, fence installer, septic builder, carpet installer, trucker, tile setter, railroad conductor, construction worker, truck driver, air conditioner installer. Boy, here in the Pacific Northwest, those air conditioning people are just working like you wouldn't believe, almost like 24/7. But what's happening is that in schools, so many people are oriented to just the college idea. And years ago, they used to have more and more support for those young people that were going to be workers with their hands, and it wasn't something that was considered a negative. What do you think it's going to take, Joe, to turn that attitude around in the schools?
Well, one of the things I think has happened, and I have really seen this and heard this since September in 08, when the economic crash really seeped in deeper. The 401ks have been decimated, the pension plans, and I think parents are kind of thinking twice. There's not much equity in the house. Those prices have gone down. They don't have that automatic switch anymore to flick and say, hey, go ahead, go off to a four-year college, and we'll hope for the best. I think now they're being a little more careful, and they should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always equate it to, like, in baseball, you always put the strong, stocky kid to play catcher. And the pitcher's always a tall guy that plays the pitcher. You're very careful about selecting who plays on that field, especially in junior high and high school sports. But when it comes to high school, I mean, 12th grade, like, it's an automatic. I mean, you know, college has become grade 13. I don't know how it happened.
Well, I think having a support and enabling younger people when they are in high school, if there's an aptitude testing, and you have a sort of like an evaluation form here where when somebody's reading it and you say, well, yeah, I fit in these categories. And I especially think this is with young women, but more and more young women and men are both interested in this. And I think it's great that many of these professions have opened up to women. For example, with truck drivers, women actually, they have found, make superb truck drivers. And if a woman has a predisposition to that, this is like Glenda Campbell, the woman you mentioned in your book. That's terrific. She can make very good money.
In welding, a guy at a union shop in Providence told me that women make the best welders. They said they're patient. The hand-eye coordination is tremendous. And there's not only a chapter in my book, Blue Collar and Proud of It, the book, but there's a lot of organizations now popping up around the country. Some have been around for 40 years, but some are new the last 10 or 20 years. In Chicago, they have women in trades. In Cleveland, they have hard-hatted women. In New York City, they have non-traditional employment for women. You know, get on that Internet. Look around. Follow your passion. It's a great life. You're not living out of the airport. You're not living out of a suitcase. You're home in the evening with your kids. Go to your son's Little League game. I think blue collar is a great life.
I agree with you, and you talk in here about one woman, Robin Bush. She's an iron worker in Bolingbrook, Illinois, and she's just as feminine as anybody can be, and she absolutely loves doing the iron work. And she went to trade school for carpentry, and she was told to work in upholstering, but she said she wanted something far more interesting, and by golly, she persevered, and lo and behold, she's doing it. I think a lot of the false illusions about just male trades is they're disappearing, which is a good thing, because a person should be judged on what they're capable of doing, not on their gender.
And how about that auto shop in San Francisco, Luscious? Luscious Auto Repair, there's two or three women over there that run that. That's a great shop. That's been on TV a couple times.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that's important. I think good, you know, talented people, no matter what, they deserve an opportunity to show what they really can do. And in the blue-collar arena, there is a tremendous need, like we've already discussed. Now, you talked also about a man by the name of Rob Martin that went into an industry that you don't hear a lot about. You'd only think it primarily would be associated with horses, and that's blacksmithing. But that's not the case. A good blacksmither is really a rare person and highly skilled. Tell us about Rob.
Well, you know, you can make your the blacksmith, and, you know, that spins off with an iron worker. That could be anything from your ornamental gates out front, your railings. It could be the bird bath out front with the water fountains. They do all sorts of gorgeous work, windows, planters. That's a real, real skill. You got to be real patient to do that. And he's done good with that.
Mm-hmm. He has. Now, let's bring up the automotive industry. We've had a lot of fiascos going on with that industry, but there's still a need for good auto technicians. And in today's world, an auto technician really is going to be challenged. If somebody, male or female, loves working with automobiles, as you mentioned earlier, you're going to have to go to school to be kept up to date with the computerization and the various materials and so on and so forth. But lots of times people will get in older cars. So your education, you might want to work with Uncle Henry out in his garage in the old clunkers so that you can know how to take care of antique cars. But also you're going to have to know about the modern ones. That gives you a tremendous, tremendous opportunity. I mean, I don't know of anybody that doesn't have to have work done on their car.
No. In fact, I have the story right in front of me about 6 weeks ago, Wall Street Journal. In glum times, repair shops are humming. People can't afford a new car in this downturn. They're fixing everything under the sun. And again, and actually this ties into a story 2 weeks ago, U.S. News and World Report, that even in the slowdown, they can't find mechanics, truck drivers, and electricians. I mean, it just keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when in Hurricane Katrina there in September of 05, they had to bring in welders from Egypt and Vietnam to help fix that city. And this is a real problem. The skilled worker shortage in this country, you know, it's died down a bit because the economy has crashed, but it'll rear its ugly head again, and they're going to be scrambling to find people.
You mention in your book, you have a phenomenal amount of resource information in your book. You mention an organization called the American Association for Career and Technical Education, the ACTE. You have all kinds of organizations for women, and you mentioned a few. You've even gone so far in your book to list colleges that offer technical education countrywide, and you just have all of this wonderful, wonderful information. Joe, you spent a lot of time on this book.
In fact, the number is there's 7,400 different contacts in the back of that book, even into Canada, where you can get post-secondary training. And you know, grab the bull by the horns and follow your passion and get out there and do it. And that's the way I like to do things, you know. My friend down the street here, he's from Lebanon, great guy, and he loves what I'm doing and what I'm about. And he says to me, Joey, it's not just college that breeds success. It's hard work. Because
mm-hmm.
me and him kind of wave to each other about 10 after 5 in the morning. He's going down the gas station to meet the truck, and I'm heading across to the coffee shop, and then down to my garage. Really, you got to move. You got to really want it. You got to work hard, like we all do, or most of us do.
I agree, and I know that that in part is what enabled the United States to not only get through World War II, but because the men and women together were doing things. But the expansion of thinking comes about when people are productively involved. And I think a stigma that was falsely applied to blue-collar environment is with people like you coming forth, finally coming into a positioning of respect and recognition as it should be. If we are not able to maintain our roads, if we're not able to maintain the bridges, if we go to build plants and they're done on an inferior level, as I've seen in different parts of the world, if you don't know how to work with concrete, if you don't set it right, if you don't mix it right, if you don't do things, you don't have the quality, then you have things go really seriously wrong. And I just watched a report on bridges in the United States just last week, in fact, and things get old. They have to be replaced. They have to be fixed. And you need qualified people to be able to do that. And they have to be trained. They have to be trained. Talk to us a little bit about apprenticeships, because that was really big in Europe for centuries. What's available to a young person where if they decide they want an apprenticeship, or anybody that would like to explore an area, what can they do?
Even a young person, someone in their 20s, I get emails, people up to, my emails are usually from 16 years old to 45. And what you want to do is you first want to go to the unions. They have the money, especially women. They love to talk to women at the unions. They have the money to put you in an apprentice program. I mean, the iron workers in Los Angeles were going into the high schools.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying, and over here, plumbers, the same thing in Providence. They're going into the high schools. They're trying to get these kids interested. You know, if you want, you can pursue in the back of the book, Blue Collar, I'm proud of it. Like I said, there's 7,400 different contacts back there where to get training. You know, if you can work on the weekends with someone and learn a little bit, or you can take classes in the evening. You know, in fact, I was reading that the community colleges, as we speak, are trying to come up with classes right now for the whole green collar end of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's another one. I mean, it almost doesn't end. The opportunities out there are just tremendous. And, you know, I like to tell people, we're in a hell of a slowdown. I'm not going to say we're not. I don't want to paint this as too rosy. You know, I had 18 guys a year ago. Now I have 9.
Right.
I hired 3 back in the last 3 weeks. I do see an uptick. All of a sudden, 3-4 weeks ago, something happened. My phone is really ringing again. I don't know if it's the stock market's up for, what, 3, almost 4 months now. But America always comes back. I like to say we're a nation of MacGyvers. Remember that show?
Oh, yes. That's
yeah,
a great show.
We really are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like they say, pain's a great motivator. We're going to move. We're going to figure this out. We're going to get through this. Put a few extra bucks in the bank like we all should. And we're going to move on, and we're going to tackle the world again.
Joe, one of the questions that was presented to you that you have in your book was from a parent that said, I'm concerned that my son is not going to be able to support himself if he doesn't go to college. I know people with college educations make more money. Now, that's not necessarily true. What was your response to that, Joe?
My response to that, I saw a study once. It said it took till 36 years old before the white-collar person could pass the blue-collar guy because the debt is tremendous from college.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said before, we have an education bubble in this country. Now, can't support themselves. I mean, you know, how many carpenters and plumbers do you know that have one or two or three multifamilies? You know what I mean? There's a lot of money to be made, without a doubt, in the trades. Like I said, $45,000 to $65,000 a year on average without overtime. It's a great life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know money's almost everything, but it's not really everything. It's like that bumper sticker years ago. If mom ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Remember that one?
Yeah.
If you're not happy in your job, the rest of your life's a drag. So, you know, I'm not saying maybe don't listen to mom and dad or don't listen to the guidance counselor, but, you know, you ought to follow your passion. We all know what we like and what we don't like. And as humans, we excel at what we like.
That's
so go for it.
I agree. Joe, your book, Blue Collar and Proud of It, I think is just outstanding. And I encourage any of my listeners who maybe feel like they're in a quandary, if you've been laid off and you want to explore something else, why not get Joe's book? Because it will give you a different perspective. It will empower you in a way that maybe you'd never even considered doing certain things that you might have a knack for. And the book can be gotten on Amazon and in any local bookstores. And, Joe, your last name, you pronounce it Lamacchia. And
Lamacchia.
It's L-A-M-A-C-C-H-I-A. L-A-M-A-C-C-H-I-A. And he has a website, bluecollarandproudofit.com. Joe, as we're closing out with our conversation today, again, I think what you've done is just outstanding. What would you want my listeners to be aware of? What kind of thoughts would you like my listeners to carry away with them after our conversation?
Well, it's almost like the same thing, the reason I put the website together. You know, it's a place to turn. It's a great career book. It's a feel-good book. But I wanted people to know that it has gotten to the point where they wonder if you don't go to college if something's wrong with you. And I wanted them to know that you're all right. It's normal, and it's a great life. There's plenty of work. You're home in the evening. It's your life.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you want. Go for it.
Joe, it is absolutely delightful having you as a guest. Blue Collar and Proud of It. 10 million jobs are going to be available in the next 8 years. When you're listening to the media, when they're talking about how close we are to that 10% of unemployed, don't let it discourage you. Look at what your possibilities are. Get Joe's book. It'll be a worthy investment, and you may find a whole new vocation for yourself that you never even dreamed was possible for you, and you'll make a good salary to boot. Joe, thanks again for being my guest today. I really appreciate what you've done.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure. BlueCollarAndProudOfIt.com. Check out the website. Just don't take my word for it. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. When we come back, we'll have more good things to share with you. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in Physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hip, hip, huzzah!
My lords and ladies, come one, come all, to the 11th annual Washington Renaissance Fair at Mayor's Farms in Buckley, Washington, during the first 3 weekends in August, beginning August 1st. Bring family and friends to become part of the excitement, cheering for your favorite knight as he jousts for noble causes. Gain an audience with Her Majesty the Queen as she knights young lords and ladies, or enjoy a tankard of ale and a turkey leg experiencing the wonders of the Renaissance.
Live the legend!
Gates open 10 o'clock.
Of the 3 million...
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Telephone lines are now open, so if you'd like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. All you need to do to participate is to call into the studio at the toll-free worldwide number of 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. When I'm on the line with you, I'd love to know your first name or your initial and also where you're calling from. Let me tell you what I perceive about you, and then after that, you're welcome to ask me anything that you like. And again, it just lights up your life with a little bit of insight. I'm an information resource, and it is my pleasure to be able to share my mental skills with you. Also, hey, it is happening this weekend. That's the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair, and for those of you who are regular listeners, I think you heard me say yesterday I was out on site putting up my booth so that I'd be prepared, and for those of you in the Washington area, I do have a few free passes left, so if you would like to get a free family pass to this wonderful, wonderful event, where the kids will be in an environment where they're going to see knights that are jousting, they'll see tradesmen that are going to be making pottery and tradeswomen doing all kinds of, I mean, it's just absolutely incredible, and it's magical because of all the different costumes that people wear. We're having rather warm temperatures here in Washington, so if you do want to come out, it's going to be this weekend and the following 2 weekends, and the hours are from 10 until 6. There's plenty of free parking, and it is a fabulous, fabulous environment. I've been participating in this for a number of years now, and it's always a joy. So you will be able to see my booth. It's got huge yellow banners with gigantic red lions on them, and that's how you'll be able to identify my particular booth there, and I'm doing many consultations for people. But if you'd like the free pass, please call my office directly. And that is 800-872-8852, so I can get your information and put your ticket in the mail. Again, 800-872-8852. 1-800-522 is my office number for those of you in the state of Washington that would like to attend this wonderful event. So whether you're able to come this weekend or any one of the other weekends, the following two weekends, whatever, just give me a call, 800-872-8852, and you'll have that free family pass. Believe me, it'll be worth it. It's so much fun to get dressed up in costumes. I just love doing that. Otherwise, today, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat at 888-815-9756, and I'll be glad to take your call. I want to let you know that my guest, Brian Herbert, who was scheduled to be with me tomorrow, we were going to be discussing the next sequel of Dune, which is called Winds of Dune. I don't know about you, but I have just absolutely loved the science fiction story of Dune. And this one, Winds of Dune, is awesome. It really is fabulous. And you will find that we're going to have an interview with Brian on the 12th of August. Circumstances came up, so we weren't going to be able to do it tomorrow. So anyway, I'm giving you notice. If you are a sci-fi fan and you'd like to hear this interview, then just know it'll be done on August the 12th. And tomorrow, because of that, we're going to have an open mic day. So during the entire hour tomorrow, you'll be able to chat with me at any time. All you'll have to do is give a call. But the lines are open right now at 888-815-9756. Joe, when he was talking during the interview, he said, I really believe that resourcefulness is what America is all about. And I agree with that. I've seen that happen over and over and over again. And what makes it so wonderful is that it doesn't make any difference whether you're male or female. We come up with ways of producing solutions. And Glenn Maxson of Eureka, California, was talking about a need that families and kids had for musical instruments. And she said, money is tight for just about everybody. Joe was saying that with his business. He had to lay off some people. Well, everybody feels the pinch when the economy goes into a slump. And she said that she works with the Redwood Coast Music Festivals in Humboldt County in California. When she approached the board of directors to help local school music programs raise money, they weren't able to say no to it. After all, kids who are involved with music do a lot better in school. When kids are involved with music and art, they have more focus and they realize that there are results when they work hard, and those are positive results. Now, they were encountering a big challenge, and that was musical instruments are quite expensive. A trumpet, for example, a new one, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. So when the discussion was going on, someone said, why don't we have a used instrument drive? And who knows? We may be able to equip a lot of these bands that are in need of musical instruments. They will collect any instrument that nobody wants anymore and give them to students who'd use them. Well, a radio station joined up with Glenn and her group, and they said they let us advertise for free, and we set up drop-off points at businesses across our county. The turnout was phenomenal. People donated everything from tubas to trumpets, piccolos to pianos. So far, they've collected about 100 instruments, and they're finding that the drop-off boxes are filling up. Again, now some of the instruments need a little tender loving care. So what they did, they hosted a benefit concert to raise money for refurbishment of the instruments, and local repair shops are fixing the instruments at a discount. So the people of Humboldt County worked harmoniously to bring music to their schools. That is terrific. See, what it takes is someone saying, we have a need, and doing the brainstorming. One person can accomplish quite a bit. But when you work together collectively, it's amazing what you can do. And many times, if there is a good cause, I mean, Americans are the most generous persons in the world, I think. We've helped everybody around the world, and we're always being asked to do things. But sometimes we also need to help ourselves. And if our communities have particular needs, let's put the word out. And it doesn't necessarily have to be asking for money. but it can be doing something that's going to be supporting a positive thing. Look at all of the walks for breast cancer and for the muscular dystrophy groups and all of this. People do this voluntarily. Nobody's twisting their arms and trying to force them to do it. They do it because they want to do it. And I think that Glenn did a great job, and hats off to you, because I think it's wonderful. And everyone that participated in that feels good, because they know that those instruments that they had that maybe they didn't need anymore, or maybe there was a sentimental value to them, it was going to serve a viable purpose. Good thing to do. So I wanted to share that with you, because I think that that is important. You know, there's a quote by Barbara Fredrickson that I think is really good. She said, positivity doesn't just change the contents of your mind, trading bad thoughts for good ones. It also changes the scope or boundaries of your mind. It widens the span of possibilities that you see. It widens the span of possibilities that you see. And that's what I like to think that this programming is all about. It's going to widen the possibilities in your life in one way or another. Maybe you'll get an idea. Maybe you'll be the genius. You'll discover a genius within yourself that you never even knew existed. Pretty cool, don't you think? But often, it comes from stimulus of talking with someone, being exposed to somebody, having some kind of an awareness of a need where you start asking questions, and all of it then will come together. It is really terrific. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. I want to share a poem with you by Lydia Ewer. She said, bright daylilies perfume the air and butterflies are everywhere. Busy bees visit a while and birds sing merrily in trees while the leaves whisper in the soft, warm breeze. And that's exactly what we have in the Pacific Northwest today. We have warm breezes, but I can't say that they're really cool ones. They're not. We have got a heat wave here that has just absolutely amazed everyone, including myself. But, hey, doesn't last very long. So we just take it in stride and keep on moving. And if you're experiencing heat wherever you are, remember, summer only lasts for a little bit of time. So do everything you can to be comfortable and just relax and enjoy it to the best of your capacity. By the way, if you're having a problem trying to stay with a food program, you know, sometimes during the summer months we're doing a lot of traveling, we're going to be on the road, we're going to be in different places, and we go, oh, I'm just not going to be able to stick to my food program. If you have someone that is a buddy that maybe you can talk with periodically when you feel yourself weakening and you're really looking at that whole dozen donut, Krispy Kreme, whatever it may be, special, and you go, wow, all I need is one. Well, why don't you find someone that you can talk to that will just encourage you to stay right on track? Have a diet buddy, if you will. And it will make it so much easier for you, especially during these warm months when, gee, those wonderful, wonderful triple-decker ice cream cones, well, and all kinds of goodies that you may be exposed to. What about these summer parties that people have? Don't they just bring the most wonderful desserts and goodies that you could ever want to put in your mouth? Lots of good cooks out there. Well, if you have a buddy you can chat with, I think you'll be able to get through those things, and you'll feel good about yourself. You'll feel as if you've been able to stay on track. So just keep the faith. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more good things to share with you. Give me a buzz, though, if you'd like to chat at 888-815-9756. We're going to be right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756. And if you're listening and you're in Washington, the state of Washington, and you'd like to get a free family pass to the Washington Renaissance Family Fair, Fantasy Fair. It is a family fair. It's both. It's a fantasy and a family fair. What you do is get in touch with me so I can get that ticket off to you because it's for the next 3 weekends. The first one's coming up. Boy, it's going to be gorgeous out there. It's being held at Maris Farms in Buckley. Go to their website, WashingtonRenFair.com, WashingtonRenFair.com, and you'll get all kinds of details there. But if you want that free family pass, give me a buzz at my office, 800-872-8852. Should you get my voicemail, if the line is busy, be sure to leave your name, your phone number, and the address I am to ship the ticket to, please. I have a few left, and I would just love to see you get them. So just do that. Now, if you want to talk to me and have a reading on the air, let me light up your life with a little insight, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Joe, my guest, Lamakia, when we were chatting earlier, we were talking about the downturn and how so many people are finding themselves out of jobs. On the other hand, we've got a lot of jobs that are available that people could apply for and could qualify for with the right kind of training and education. Well, there is a young woman, Andrea Fitzpatrick. She is one of those people that ended up being laid off from her job. She felt like her world was absolutely falling apart. Of course she'd feel that way. You have a job, you think everything's fine, situation happens with the economy, the company's having problems, bingo, you're one of the many that get a pink slip saying you're no longer here. This woman had worked very hard for 7 years for this company, and she said she really was looking forward to continuing her going up those rungs in the corporate environment. Well, that wasn't going to happen because she was laid off. So she said, what am I going to do? All of her plans, everything that she had in the way of expectation had gone by the wayside. She was in tears when she was clearing her desk off, saying goodbye to her fellow employees. And she said, the day after this happened, I was in such a deep depression, and my dog, Sophie, was my companion. And she said, all I did was cry. She had made her total identity her job. And her dog was responding. This went on, not just for that one day. And she said, gee whiz, what am I going to do? So she noticed that this was very depressing for her dog. And because she had a dog, she said, I realized I had to get up and I had to start moving. So she started walking Sophie. And then she said, well, I'm out job hunting. I don't have anything to do. What else can I do? So she started getting involved with some agility training with Sophie. And she said, this is just something she was doing for the fun of it, just to occupy her time. And someone happened to see what she was doing with her dog. And they said, wow, you're really doing a good job with it. She would take her to a park and she would do kinds of, all kinds of stuff. So she just said, oh, well, this is, you know, this is fun. Thank you very much. And she didn't think of anything else after that. She just sort of let it go by the wayside. So she and Sophie were pretty good pals all during the weeks that she kept sending out resumes, checking out want ads, and she finally came to her senses, you might say, one day when she said, you know, this direction that I had put everything in my heart and soul, I had invested everything in, she said, maybe this really wasn't what I was supposed to do. Maybe I was supposed to do something else. And because of the compliments that she had gotten with working with her dog, she said, I wonder. So she finally went home one day after taking Sophie for a walk and doing all the agility stuff. She managed to find a job listing for a pet food manufacturer. And she had seen it before, but she said, it wasn't senior enough. After all, she had been this marketing specialist, and she knew all kinds of things. But she said, I'll just go ahead and see if they might be interested in interviewing me. Well, they were. And because of her background, the manager of the pet company wanted her to do some promotional work regarding pet products and writing about pet nutrition. She was astonished. She said, this is something I really could get passionate about. Well, she doesn't have any more of those, gee, I wonder if I'll ever make it attitudes. She doesn't have that anymore because she said, even though she's not making the six figures that originally she thought were what she really, really wanted, she said she's making a good salary, she's living well. And she said, more than that, I have made so many friends, and I'm absolutely loving the environment that I'm in. And she said, I know that what I'm doing is making a difference with people and their animals. And she said, I just absolutely love it. So she just feels like it's absolutely very fulfilling. And she said, who would have thought my dog would have been a stimulus for a career path change? We never know sometimes what's right under our noses. So if you're wondering about your true calling, if you're wondering about what it is you do, pay attention to the compliments that people pay you. They say, wow, you've got a gift of gab that I envy. I wish I could talk to people the way you do. Or, gee, you do so many beautiful things with your hands. Pay attention to that. And don't worry about age. Now, there's a wonderful site called MeaningfulCareers.com, and it has quizzes and articles that may help you brainstorm some new career paths. Why not look it up if you're curious? MeaningfulCareers.com. This is Donna Sebo. I know we're out of time. Tomorrow is going to be an open mic day, and I look forward to sharing the hour with you. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. When you have a challenge presented to you, perhaps it's one of those lessons that's meant to show you that you can uncover a genius within yourself that is going to make your life much richer and fuller than you ever believed. So go for the dream, and don't be afraid to step outside of a box of attitudes that maybe you've carried around for a long time. You may need to make a bigger box or get rid of the box altogether. This is Donna. I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on VBS Radio. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.